Hi, it's Mark, and you're going to dig this. You've been hearing me mention WarfighterTobacco.com on air. See, Warfighter Tobacco Company is dedicated to warfighters, America, and cigars. And now they're here on Armed American Radio, dedicated to you, 100% veteran-owned. Warfighting is tough work, and throughout history, at the end of the mission, when a member goes down or it's time to celebrate victory, the warfighter has done so with a great cigar in hand. It's in that spirit that Warfighter Tobacco Company was born. Premium, and I mean premium, long-filler, hand made Nicaraguan and Dominican cigars, the finest made, along with accessories including cutters and Pelican case humidors, lighters, apparel, premium coffee, and much, much more. For a limited time, Warfighter Tobacco is giving Armed American Radio listeners 10% off with the promo code AAR on checkout. These vets support us, we support them. That's the way it's supposed to work. Visit warfightertobacco.com, grab a few cigars and accessories, enter promo code AAR for an additional 10% off, and unleash the warfighter in you.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. How the heck are you? This is not the end of your week. No, contraire. This is the beginning of your week. Remember, Sunday is the beginning of your week. How the heck are you? If you're tuning in on a Saturday, it's still the beginning of your week because you're tuned in to Armed American Radio. Oh, boy, what a week it's been. Let's start with this. I hope you made the U.S. Concealed Carry, USCCA Expo in Louisville at the Exposition Center this weekend. It was a really big show. It was bigger than last year's and the year before. It's gotten consecutively larger each and every year. So that's great to know. I've gotten some really positive feedback from you. I apologize for not being able to be there, but there were some extenuating circumstances. If you listen to the program, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But the week, let's go here quickly. The week has been incredible. Leaving your guns in the car, illegal. Bank of America wanting to essentially tell you they don't want your business. Joining Citigroup and others. We'll go there later in the program. Boulder, Colorado. Did you hear about Boulder, Colorado? Boulder, Colorado. Anti-gun bigots. One of their local sons in Boulder told Boulder, no, I'm not going to comply with your law. They're going to want to pull a Deerfield Park. The left is emboldened now in ways they've never been emboldened before. I'm going to cover a Denver Post piece with you. Arizona, going to teach you how it's done. Arizona Citizens Defense League. You want to learn how to run a grassroots organization? This is the place to follow. Charles Heller from Arizona Citizens Defense League, otherwise known as AZCDL, will be here for one segment coming up after this opening segment. Following Charles Heller, one of my dearest friends, somebody I have more respect for than any human being on planet Earth, someone I've known for a while and privileged and honored to know her, Susanna Hupp, Texas, you're listening throughout the state, your favorite daughter will be here. Susanna Hupp, of course, surviving the massacre at the Luby's Cafeteria in Killeen, Texas, in 1991 when madman George Henard drove his automobile or his truck in through a wall, crashing into the restaurant, exiting the vehicle, and systematically murdering 23 people. Susanna Hupp's mother and father were among the dead. She had a firearm in the car, couldn't use it because she was following Texas law. She gave a speech, testimony to the United States Senate and that smug Chuck Schumer. Thanks again for that, New York, by the way, on the Second Amendment and what it means. We're going to play a little bit of that while she's here, and we're going to compare that to the speech that Mark Robinson gave from the heart in Greensboro to that city council when he dressed them down. And Susanna will comment on that. Could it be a changing of the guard when it comes to that type of talk? I don't think so. Susanna Hupp went on to become a Texas legislator, write a book about it, From Luby's to the Legislature, and become a nationally known activist, someone who, as I said, I'm proud to know personally. So we'll talk with Susanna about all of that. And then in the next hour, Dr. John Lott will join me for the full hour. And in hour three, it's going to be another good one. Major League Baseball great legend Curt Schiller will be here for the hour. So buckle in. It's going to be a gigantic program, believe me. But let me start. Oh, I have to say this. Many of you may not know this. This news is breaking. R. Lee Ermey, someone that I'm proud to call a friend. You know him as the Gunny. You know him from Full Metal Jacket as the drill sergeant. He has passed away at the age of 74 due to complications from pneumonia. He is a friend of ours, and I can promise you he will be missed, terribly missed, in the firearms community. And that impact will be felt nothing short when SHOT Show comes up again. And it's only about another 8 months away when R. Lee Ermey was a staple at the Glock booth, signing autographs on his feet all day and at the media day at the range for anybody that wanted to meet him. He was a heck of a guy, larger than life. Rest in peace, Brother Ermey. We love you, and we're going to miss you for sure, particularly in the firearms community. What a great individual you were. Godspeed to you and your family. You are in our prayers, I promise you. Speaking of prayers, let's go back. I'm going to do something here that I've never done before. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to make a mic live here because I have a special guest in the studio with me. Someone who, and she is very special too, but she's never been in the studio before. So we're kind of smiling at each other here. As you know, I told you back in November, when my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer. And we talked about this, and we decided that the parallels, the comparisons to self-defense on the streets were too great to ignore here. Why and how? What I'm talking about is the fact that you have to accept that evil exists in order to confront it. If you carry a firearm for self-defense, you've made the decision because you understand that bad things can happen to good people. And bad things take many different forms. Evil takes many different forms. So joining me here in the studio today is obviously someone that I care about very much, someone I love more than anything in the world, and that is my beautiful wife, Lisa, for the first time ever. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great.
You're supposed to say, thanks for having me, but I can't say that to you, and you can't say that to me. So, right?
Right.
Okay. See, she's really nervous. I told her it's just a conversation between the two of us. Let's start with this. We got, after you and I decided to go public with everything, we got a ton of email.
We did. And we've gone through every single email that has come through. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for all of them, because they really lifted us up when we needed it. And
That's okay. It's an emotional thing, and I know it's been very emotional for me talking about it with my listeners, as you know. And she is, we'll give her just a second here. But what I wanted to let you know, when I told you that she in particular read every single email, she did. Lisa, you've seen every email, haven't you?
I have, yes.
And I know that's been overwhelming. We haven't been able to get back to every single one of them. I'm pretty sure that we will at some point in time. But I want you to know that if you have written an email and your prayers, believe me, they helped in ways you'll never know. True?
Very, very true. Yep. We read those on days when we needed the positivity that we didn't have, which we tried, had the positive attitude. But some days you just want to crawl in a hole. And we would read those emails, and they would lift us up. And there's one in particular. They all meant the world to us, so thank you. And I know many people who prayed who didn't send emails, so thank you to all the prayers, for all the prayers. There's one particular email that really touched our hearts and brought tears to us, and that's from a seven-year-old boy who at the dinner table prayed for me and for the military and for pugs. And I just wanted him to know that meant the world to my entire family. It brought tears to everybody. And I want to thank his parents for raising such a precious, loving, sweet boy who has a heart of gold.
Well, you know, you're talking about an email from Jim Patterson. I've corresponded with Jim a lot over the years. I mean, you've seen, obviously, we're talking about the emails that I read this one on the air, and I'll just kind of paraphrase this for us. What he says was, may God bless you and your family as you all go through this challenging time. I cannot imagine. A quick story, my son is seven. He goes on to tell us that he's been listening to the show for 9 years. Mm-hmm. So his little son has grown up listening to Armed American Radio, literally. for his entire life. And he said he catches up on the show in on chunks, in large chunks of time, because he does a lot of driving. So his son, while he might have a device in front of him, hears everything on the show. And he said when he got home that night, that his son was saying grace. He was praying, as you said, for our military and our animals and all the pugs. And he said, and I quote, "And God, please help Mark's wife be okay and his family too. Thank you, God." He said, he said he almost fell out of his chair. Well, it was interesting. I mentioned on the air that I wanted James to send a picture of his little guy. And as you know, I showed it to you just this afternoon, just about an hour ago. And he did. He followed up, and he's been catching up on some AAR podcasts. And he sent three different photographs of his little guy. And here's what he said that was most important. He said he was thrilled to hear that you were cancer-free after your most recent checkup. Amen and God bless. I know that modern medicine can do great things, but I also know what the power of prayer can do. I don't know anyone else who I would consider part of the AAR family, but it's pretty clear from you telling us about the countless emails you've gotten that it is large and it is full of prayer. Medicine matters. Prayer matters.
Absolutely.
Okay, so with our last 30 seconds, you know, it's been a heck of a 6 months, but we can honestly tell everybody that you're cancer-free now, and the parallels there, this, as long as you confront this, right? Am I right?
Yes.
You confront this, you don't deny its existence, you confront it, you fight it, you kill it, you murder it, you beat it, and that's how you beat evil, correct?
Every single day. You have to get up and have the will to do that, and it helps. You have to have that positive attitude.
And we couldn't have done it without your positive attitude. We wanted to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of you.
Thank you very, very much.
Very special having you in the studio with me for the first time on a microphone. And now I'll let you go back home to the kids. I'll cut the mic off, and you don't have to be nervous anymore. I love you, baby. This is my wife, Lisa. I'll be back with Charles Heller from Arizona Citizens Defense League. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Your front door, your car, your gun. Safety is a habit. Gun safety and responsible storage are no different, and the best way to help prevent accidents, misuse, and theft. Cable locks help keep firearms secured. Learn how to get a free firearm safety kit. Visit ProjectChildSafe.org. If you have a firearm, own it, respect it, and secure it. Brought to you by the National Shooting Sports Foundation and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
You never know when a disaster may strike or an emergency will happen. Be prepared at home or on the road with a survival kit from SurvivalKitAndGear.com. Our quality survival kits are made in the USA and arrive in a durable backpack, duffel bag, or wheel bag. We offer many options that will provide you and your family with emergency food, supplies, and equipment when you need it most. Order online at SurvivalKitAndGear.com. Use code SURVIVAL and receive a 20% discount. SurvivalKitAndGear.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Wow, that was a fun segment. You know, my wife's been in the studio with me, I can't tell you how many times, over nearly a decade. Which, by the way, we begin a decade on April 26th. April 26th, our ninth year anniversary. That means on April 27th, we are in our 10th year of broadcasting. And we're thrilled. We're going to make it a celebration for the rest of the year. I don't know how we'll do that yet, but we're going to have some fun with it. A couple things. Let's get some business out of the way very quickly before I go to Charles Heller out in at KVOI, Liberty Watch Radio. Great friend, Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership, just all-around great guy and a true patriot and defender of the right to bear arms. I want to send you, make sure, because this is the last day you're going to be able to do this, is to head over to get the complete mass shooting survival guide from the USCCA, whose expo just ended a matter of mere hours ago in Louisville. A lot of people traveling. I hope you're traveling safe. Those of you going north up into snow, I know it's hard to believe, but, well, you know, you live up there, and you're going to have to be really careful driving that direction. A winter May snow brings what? May, I don't know what it is anymore, but it's crazy, so be careful. But the complete mass shooting survival guide from the USCCA is available, but only available until tonight. From what I understand, it is changing tomorrow. It's available for you at armedandresponsible.com. You also get the security checklist, the bonus list, that you can print out for your school, for your office, and for your church. Very important stuff. I did the audiobook for you. It's 9 chapters. Make sure to get it. This is the last day it's available to you. If you're listening to The Daily Show, I had to cut it off on Friday. Today I can tell you that it ends tomorrow, or ends tonight, I believe, at midnight. I think we'll see a new page up there on Monday, because I know I did the voice work for another spot, and I believe that spot has already been changed. I saw that in the computer. So make your way over there, armedandresponsible.com. Let's go over to Charles Heller. Charles, welcome to the program, brother.
It's all right.
Hey, listen, real quick, let me set this up. You know, I'm a very proud member of AZCDL, card-carrying member. Got my card right here.
Mm-hmm.
Your email, Arizona Citizens Defense League, Protecting Your Freedom, is titled, "We're winning." And when I saw this, my eyes popped up a little bit. It's hard for people to believe that the gunnest friendliest state in the country, Arizona, actually has to fight for gun rights, but you do. Here's the text of some of that email. Roughly a month ago, Governor Ducey, in reaction to the Parkland school shooting, floated his quote-unquote Safer Arizona Schools proposal to address potential school violence. The proposal called for emergency firearms confiscations using low evidentiary standards with virtually no recourse or appeals. The expectation was that this was going to quickly proceed through the legislature. Enter AZCDL. I'll let you take it from there.
Well, they ran into a brick wall called AZCDL. They had an all stakeholders meeting, and the only stakeholder they left out was the self-defense civil rights lobby. They had this 14-page PDF file that had no bill number, no language in it. They waited until after the deadline had passed to put in new legislation, so the Senate quickly met and waived the rules so they could have a brand-new bill, Senate Bill 1519. And what it does is it puts in the deadliest form of the extreme violence gun orders, which are a total suspension of the Fourth Amendment. And we sent out an alert. We got wind that the meeting was coming up, the stakeholders' meeting. We were surprised when we didn't get invited, and then we waited and waited and waited almost 30 days to see what would come out. And finally, the bill dropped last week, and it hit the fan. And they had 37,000 emails from us that said, don't do this. And at that point, the governor suddenly called the Citizens Defense League and said, well, what do you need to support this? And we said, well, you know, drop the bill and we'll support it. So that didn't work. But we got most of the bad stuff out, not all. We're still not going to support whatever comes out of it. But we've taken a lot of steam out of their whistle. They know that the most hardcore of the Republicans, the most pro-rights people, are simply not going to support something that takes away the right to keep and bear arms. And it absolutely does. It's a total guilty until proven innocent. The original bill as written had no requirement for the courts to update the NICS system. So let's say you get an order against you. The order gets quashed a few days later. Nobody puts it in the NICS system that the order's quashed. You're driving down the road. You get pulled over for, say, you go through a red light. Cop pulls you over legitimately. You very nicely, you have your lights, interior lights on when the cop approaches, your hands in view, your license registration, and your CCW permit and your insurance in your hand. You tell the cop, here's all my stuff. Oh, by the way, I have a lawfully carried concealed pistol. Here's my permit, even though you don't need one in Arizona. The cop says, oh, thank you, sir. Where's the gun? He says, and you say, well, it's in my fanny pack on the seat here, but I'm not going to touch it. And the cop says, that's fine. Don't put your hand on your fanny pack, and walks away. Now he runs you in his mobile data terminal, and it says there's a flashing warning that you've got a stop order against you, even though you don't, and you don't have any paperwork on it. How is the cop going to approach you when he comes back to the car?
Now the entire tone of the stop is going to change very quickly. Listeners in Connecticut, listeners in New Jersey, listeners in New York, you know, your governors don't listen. Your state legislatures don't listen. Your governor would never act or react like Ducey did in Arizona. There's a reason for that, because of overwhelming voting majority blocks in the demographics in your states. You're never going to see this happen. Florida and Vermont, on the other hand, you know, I don't know that your governors, both Scotts, coincidentally, would have reacted to the outpouring of fight as AZCDL members did and threw down 37,000 emails. I don't know that it would have made a difference. But in this case, Charles, the point that I'm driving home here is that you made a difference. You might have had a little bit of luxury being in a little bit darker red state than those in other areas, but that doesn't mean they have to give up, right? They still got to keep this fight up. They still got to throw these numbers out, right?
Right. Well, I tell you, he would not have listened to us if he thought he could have passed it without us. And he would not have listened at all. And frankly, if he didn't want to run for president, he might have a little bit more spine. But he wants to be able to wave this new gun law in everybody's face and say, you see, I'm not the something or other of the NRA. But the problem is that, you know, he's very malleable, and it's a shame that he has to be that way, that he can't be rigid and obey his oath to not to the Second Amendment or to Article 2, Section 26, but to Article 2, Section 2 of Arizona's Constitution, which is the stated purpose of government. And that is that all power is inherent in the people, and the purpose of government is to protect people's rights. We're trying to get that message across to all people who run for office. It's a hard sell.
It is a tough sell. The Constitution is a tough sell today. So I'm going to ask you a question. Ducey wants to run for president. They all want to run for president. The question is this. Who's he pandering to with this type of legislation? Who's he saying, look what I did? Who's he reaching? Democrats who wouldn't vote for him anyway? Or moderate Republicans or the media?
No, I don't. Well, partially the media, but I think he's looking for the soft center. As you well know from H.L. Richardson, you cannot. The hard left and the hard right aren't going to change. What you're aiming for is that 3 or 4% in the middle that can be swayed, and that's, I think, what he's doing. I think he's attempting to triangulate. And the problem is that we don't mind triangulation as long as it's triangulation in favor of the Constitution.
Yeah, that's what matters. Hey, Charles, I hate to do it. We're getting ready to take a break, and I've only got you for one segment. Because of Susanna Hupp. So I want to first, let me just say this. Thank you for putting out that email. Thank you for letting us know what happens when the grassroots get together. You guys keep the fight up. We're going to bring you back on the daytime show. I want to talk more about this with you. People need to understand what happens, the power of numbers. It matters. When you're under vicious attack by the media and a bunch of thugs and anti-gunners as you are right now, this is what's needed. This is what has to happen in your states. If you've got questions about it and how to start one or join, reach out to me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I'll point you in the right direction. Back after this. Thanks, Charles Heller.
Attention, responsibly armed American. You are running out of time to claim your free mass shooting survival guide and audiobook. I recorded it for you. If you're listening right now, you know we live in a dangerous time. Terrorism, mass shootings, toxic politics. But enough is enough. When it comes to protecting the people you love, you deserve to know the truth. But you're about to miss your free, complete mass shooting survival guide from the USCCA. It is brand new and it is completely free. Just go to armedandresponsible.com while you still can. That's armedandresponsible.com. It only takes seconds. It's completely free. It'll be gone soon, though, but you can finally learn what we really know about mass shootings, how to survive an attack, proven strategies for stopping a shooter, and a whole lot more. Plus, you can claim your copy in seconds. Again, it's 100% free. And if you act now, you'll also get a bonus security checklist to print off for your local school, church, or office. Don't miss this life-saving guided audiobook. This is your last week to claim. Go to armedandresponsible.com while you still can. That's armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Oh, indeed, indeed. The Second Amendment Foundation. The great Alan Gottlieb was in attendance in Louisville, Kentucky at the Expo Center. I spoke with him throughout the weekend. And I missed him. I really did. I would have spent a lot of time at his booth with him. And I know the turnout was really good. I know a lot of you who were there did go up, walk up and talk to him. And he appreciates that very much. He's got the day off today. He's got a long day of traveling tomorrow. He's been on his feet all day. He's been talking all day. He doesn't need to be talking here. Some of you are probably wondering. I got an email already. Will A.W.R. Hawkins be on the program today? A.W.R. Hawkins was on vacation, and A.W.R. Hawkins is going to stay on vacation. People need to take a break. He has been working tirelessly. Tirelessly. I do 6 days of radio a week, and I know how tough that is. But a lot of the material I talk about comes from A.W.R. Hawkins and others like him, and he's not just doing 6 days of radio. He's on radio as a guest on multiple shows, including some of the Breitbart channels, this program and his own podcast, but he's also writing six, sometimes seven pieces a day for publication day after day after day, and it never ends. Those stories don't stop. The anti-gunners don't stop on Saturdays, so he's got the day off. Oh, boy, what a show so far. Been interesting. My wife, really nervous, and she... Rural trooper, if you will, about everything that's happened. So I appreciate all of those emails, and she does too. She got a little choked up when she was talking with you, but being told just 2 weeks ago that she was cancer-free was a huge deal, and we couldn't have done it without you, all right? So I just want to continue to let you know that. I'm not going to stop telling you that. And it meant a lot, meant the world to us. All right, my next guest here is one of my favorite people on planet Earth ever. She is a hero of mine. I've spent some great deal of time with her over the last few years. And it's someone who has made a statement and made an impact and changed your life. And you may not know that, but she's changed your life. Not just if you live in Texas when she became a legislator, not just because of the powerful testimony she gave in front of Congress and that smug Chuck Schumer, who, by the way, thanks New York for that guy still being there. You can't find anybody in New York better than that. That's it. That's all you've got. I'm going to continue to say that to you. Good heavens. Man, pull the trigger for somebody else, okay? Please, man, just pull that lever, all right? And let's just end this. The rest of America is tired of this guy. But I want to play you a brief clip as she was talking to them, and I wish I could show you the smug face of Chuck Schumer and others on that panel, but take a listen to this. This is Dr. Susanna Hupp real quick.
Representing the NRA, I'm not even a member, okay? Secondly, I'd like to say that in your opening statements, you commented specifically on my testimony, saying that basically it had nothing to do with this issue, and I had to chuckle because then I noticed you had Mr. Brady up here who was hit not with an assault weapon but with a .22 caliber revolver. So getting beyond that, I didn't grow up in a house with guns. I don't hunt. I personally abhor hunting, but I was given a gun by a friend when I was 21. To carry in my purse for self-defense, and I was taught how to use it. A couple of years ago, my parents and I went to a cafeteria in Texas on a bright sunny day. We weren't in a dark alley where we weren't supposed to be. And as you all know the story, this madman drove his truck through the window, and he began shooting. Well, immediately, my father and I got down on the floor and put the table up in front of us. And this guy kept shooting. And you're thinking, well, you know, what could it be? Is it a robbery? That's the first thing that generally comes to mind. And he keeps shooting. It took me a good 45 seconds to realize that this man wasn't there to commit a robbery. He wasn't there for a hit. He was there to simply shoot as many people as he possibly could.
I'm going to stop right there and let Dr. Hupp tell us a little bit more about what happened. Susanna Hupp, welcome to the show. It's so good to have you here. Love to hear your voice. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you, but I'll tell you, my voice is not bad. I've got some serious allergies going on here. I've got this beautiful sunny day in Texas. The oak pollen is kicking my butt.
That's okay. I'll play. I've got more audio for you if it makes your voice feel better. But, you know, Susanna, let me tell you, this was the beginning of what became an epic 5 minute and 23 second clip that any of us in the pro-gun rights community or the pro-rights community have looked at over, and can you believe it's been that long ago, but it's become gospel to us. And it propelled you to really into the legislature, and it gave you, I think, a stature within the pro-rights community that this country desperately needed back then. And that's because you said this man was there after you realized what was happening. you realize this wasn't a robbery. He wasn't there on a domestic dispute to shoot one person. He was there to kill as many of you as he could. And unfortunately, two of those people were your parents, and you were left defenseless, but you had a gun in the car. And I ask you, when you and I sat on the panel with Stossel a few years ago in Fox, John Stossel asked you, famously, he said to you during that, I was right there on the panel with you, if you had had a gun, would it have made a difference? And you said, I don't know, but it would have changed the what?
Would have changed the odds.
Yeah.
That's an easy one. Yeah, absolutely. You know, nobody can say exactly how things would have turned out. But one thing I think your listeners need to know is this was back in 1991, Todd. That was an eternity ago now. But back then, these mass shootings weren't happening with the frequencies that they're happening now. So it wasn't the first thing that came to my mind. You know, now, if you're in a crowded place and you hear shooting, it probably would be the first thing that comes to your mind, that somebody's coming in that's just a crazy ass whatever that is looking for a high body bag count. But back then, it literally took me, and I think it's a legitimate guess to say it took me about 45 seconds to realize this guy was there just to do exactly that. And, you know, 45 seconds is an eternity.
Mm.
And, I mean, when I hear it makes me mad to this very day. I get angry at myself. I get angry at my legislators. I just get this overwhelming feeling of anger because I do think things would have been different. And it wasn't just me. There were other people there that had their guns out in their cars because we were there obeying the Texas law. So, fortunately, things are different now.
Let me ask you a question. I already know the answer to this, but I want my listeners to hear it because it's extremely powerful. Would you obey that law today?
Oh, hell no. If it were a law today? No, let me clarify. I broke the law for quite a long time. I can't tell you how long, but at least for a few years. And that was based on one of my patients, who at the time was an assistant district attorney for Harris County, which is Houston. And he convinced me to carry illegally. But once I moved kind of out into the hill country of Texas, you know, it was a little more rural area, I thought, golly, I don't want to get caught with a gun and maybe end up losing my license to practice, you know. And what are the odds that I'm going to need the gun in a crowded restaurant in the middle of a bright, sunny day?
Right. Right.
You know, if I need a gun, it's going to be if my car breaks down on the back road somewhere, right? Not going to be in a crowded area. And I think a lot of us still tend to think that way. Mark, I've got to tell you a funny story that happened just last night. I was at Texas A&M, and my oldest boy, how old is he? I have to stop and think a second. He just turned 22. Oh, my God.
Wow,
he's
right?
I know, right?
Boy, they're growing up.
He's a senior in the Corps of Cadets at Texas A&M, and we were there for a family night. And somehow that very video that you just played a piece of came up in our conversation. And he said, you know, that's come up on the Internet or on Facebook several times around the dorms, the barracks there. And he said, you know, I don't ever tell anybody that that's my mother.
Now, why?
He said, no. I mean, you're embarrassed of me. He says, well, no, I don't know. Anyway, it was kind of funny.
Well, you know, that's interesting. That's a good place to stop. We're getting ready to take a break, Suzanne. That's a good place to stop. Because when we come back, I want to – let's go from there to where we are today. Lots changed. A lot's changed over the last few years, as the two of us very well know. And I want America to hear your perspective on after Parkland and the response, because everything – you know, while there's been a lot of change and the media coverage has been far worse than it was back in 1991 and 1992, because of technology, the attacks on our freedoms are still the same. They're just coming at lightning speed, at a blitz. When we come back, Susanna Hupp continues the conversation and tells us what we can do today and what the comparisons are between then and now. We'll be back right after this.
We'll be right back.
Attention, responsibly armed American. You are running out of time to claim your free mass shooting survival guide and audiobook. I recorded it for you. If you're listening right now, you know we live in a dangerous time. Terrorism, mass shootings, toxic politics. But enough is enough. When it comes to protecting the people you love, you deserve to know the truth. But you're about to miss your free, complete mass shooting survival guide from the USCCA. It is brand new and it is completely free. Just go to armedandresponsible.com while you still can. That's armedandresponsible.com. It only takes seconds. It's completely free. It'll be gone soon, though, but you can finally learn what we really know about mass shootings, how to survive an attack, proven strategies for stopping a shooter, and a whole lot more. Plus, you can claim your copy in seconds. Again, it's 100% free. And if you act now, you'll also get a bonus security checklist to print off for your local school, church, or office. Don't miss this life-saving guide and audiobook. This is your last week to claim. Go to armedandresponsible.com while you still can. That's armedandresponsible.com.
If you carry concealed, how do you carry your backup magazine? On your belt? Loose in your pocket? Not at all? Snag Mag is the solution. It's the original concealed pocket magazine holster that looks like you're carrying a pocket knife. Concealed in plain sight and designed for a fast reload, you can be confident your backup ammo is exactly where you need it when you need it. Find your holster today at snagmag.com. That's snagmag.com, because there's no such thing as extra ammo.
Since 1969, Galco Gun Leather's entire product line has been made right here in the USA and remains a superior choice for all your concealed carry needs. Galco set the bar for custom quality leather holsters, and that same standard carries over to a line of best-in-class Kydex holsters. Galco is proud to sponsor this year's USCCA Expo. Visit Galco at the Expo for 20% off or use discount code US2018 at galcogunleather.com during the Expo.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine washable and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
All right, I need everybody, I need all of you, each and every one of you individually, you, I'm talking directly to you, to continue to kill it with our sponsors. You guys are just doing an amazing job. Mike Lindell at MyPillow is personally thrilled. He's coming back to the show over the course of the next 2 weeks. We're working on that exact time. I'll be able to tell you on the daytime show when he will be back. He was on CBS today, had a great interview over there. He's a patriot, and he is supporting our program. He's under tremendous pressure by the anti-gunners. You believe that? A pillow maker under tremendous pressure from the anti-gunners. What? We'll talk with Susanna Hupp about that in just a second. But MyPillow.com, use the promo code AAR, and you support the cause when you do that. You help us continue to grow. 250-plus radio stations now with simulcasts all over the country and continuing to grow. Daytime show adding stations around the country. And that's why, because of people like him. Other ones, too. Bullet blockers out there. We've also got Warfighter Tobacco. Unleash the warfighter in you. All right? All the cool stuff and accessories that they have over there. Use the promo code at warfightertobacco.com. Pick up the coffee. It's amazing. I'm out again. I keep running out of that stuff. The promo code is AAR, warfightertobacco.com. And, of course, armedandresponsible.com. Make sure to pick up the complete mass shooter survival guide from the USCCA. Just wrapping up their expo right now up in Louisville. Everybody's on their way home from that. Armedandresponsible.com. Get the checklist. It's all free. It goes away at midnight tonight. Something else pops up on the site tomorrow. So make sure to go get that checklist. I did the audiobook for you. You can listen to it while you're driving down the road. Let's go back to Dr. Susanna Hupp. Susanna, let me start with this. There's a classic here to end this. Let me play this final few seconds of your little chat with Schumer and the rest of those smug satellite radio moment word folks. Here we go.
The Second Amendment is not about duck hunting. And I know I'm not going to make very many friends saying this, but it's about our rights, all of our rights, to be able to protect ourselves from all of you guys up there.
Well done. You know, that upset a lot of people, and I know you didn't make many friends on that Senate panel. But thank you for saying that, because it changed a lot of things. Let's talk about where we are today now. What is happening?
You know, it's kind of interesting because, I certainly didn't mean that to become a viral thing on the Internet. I was actually at the time I was a little embarrassed to have to say it, but I was looking around me and realizing that everybody that was on the panel with me had jobs to lose, and they weren't saying what I considered to be the elephant in the room. And somebody needed to say it. And I did. Of course, it's gone more than viral at this point. And obviously viral enough that my 22-year-old son feels embarrassed enough to go, oh, yeah, that's not my mom. I don't know who that is.
Isn't that crazy? Now, you know, come to think of it, when the two of us were talking together on the stage at the Second Amendment March in 2010, you know, your son was 12 at the time. My daughter was about 5. And it's you mentioned that. I got to thinking about that during the break, how much time really goes by. And we think about that in perspective, put in perspective in our own lives. And today, though, the meaning of the Second Amendment hasn't changed, but there are people out there trying to change it. What does Susanna Hupp think when she sees the response to Parkland, for example?
Well, okay, so here's the thing that keeps coming to my mind over and over again, and actually it's one of the reasons that I finally stepped out of the legislature, because it's very hard to speak negatively about the public education system and remain in the legislature. And here's what I'm going to say to you. You know, most of us that listen to shows like yours, and thank God for what you do, because you educate people, but most of us that listen to this sort of thing are products of a slightly different time. And unfortunately now, I believe the most dangerous thing within our civilized society is, and yes, I'm serious when I say this, I think it's our public education system. You know, you and I tend to go against the people that are at the top. We tend to talk about the various campaigns, whether they're local or national, and whether or not somebody's pro-gun or anti-Second Amendment or, you know, whatever that happens to be. But the truth of the matter is, it's our public education system. Those are the people that are coming out, and they have a completely different belief system because of what they're being taught. And they're the ones that are not only voting for the people who eventually are in office, but they eventually become the office holders as well. Yeah. So I honestly believe that is the most pressing danger to our society as we know it. It's the public education system as it sits.
Very, very true. And, you know, it's interesting. We've talked a lot on this program, and I think we've talked about it over the past a few years ago as well. But Eric Holder and some of the comments that he made about brainwashing people, those comments were made about the same time you made your comments to that Senate panel that day. And we are beginning to see some of the ramifications of that, because that has been part of the progressive movement's agenda, is changing people's minds and thoughts. You know, I covered a story the other day, Susanna, are guns going to go the way of cigarettes? There's a lot of people out there that think that's what the government and everybody else is trying to do, and there's a lot of truth to that. In the short amount of time that we have remaining, have you ever seen the country over this issue, and you've been front and center at this issue since the early 90s, the hatred from the left towards those of us who own guns? Have you seen it like this before?
No, I have never seen this kind of hatred. And again, I know you get tired of hearing this. I know people get tired of hearing this. But I honestly believe that it's because of what those kids are being taught in public schools. Now, listen, I'm not anti-public school. My sister's a public school teacher. I have relatives who have public schools that are named for them. But I'm talking about the system and what they are cramming down those children's throats. They are teaching them that the Second Amendment and that the way our country was founded is evil. And that's what's going to destroy our country. That's where we need to attack it. We need to make, you want to make a difference? Make sure that your state legislature, wherever the heck you are, make sure that your state legislature starts forcing their state public education system to teach the Constitution and to the way it was meant to be, and to teach the Bill of Rights the way it was meant to be. That'll make the biggest difference in this country, I can promise you.
Do we have time to turn this around? Do we have time to turn this around?
Absolutely. Absolutely we do. Because, look, I've got my 22-year-old. I've got my 19-year-old. They're both solid, solid college-educated kids. Neither one of them are out of college yet, but they will be. The 19-year-old, I have no doubt, is eventually going to run for office. So we've got good people out there. We just need to keep fighting. You think about the fact that it was only 30% of the people that originally, when we founded this country, it was only 30% that actually were working for independence. So, yes, it can be done. I got to plug my book. You know I got to plug my book.
Absolutely, and the time to do it is now.
Give it to your 16-year-old daughters who are squishy. Look, I'm not a hunter. I'm not big in hunting. I support it, but I'm not into it. I think it'll at least give them a different view. You know, that gives them a different way of looking at things.
Yeah, let's tell that again. That's From Lubies to the Legislature, One Woman's Fight Against Gun Control by the great Susanna Hupp, who is joining me right now on the show. Susanna, the timing is perfect. We're getting ready to end this hour. And, you know, coincidentally, John Lott is going to be here in the next hour, someone that you know dearly as well that sat on that panel with us at Fox. So I guess we're kind of getting the band back together now. But thank you for everything.
Awesome.
The book.
Thank you. He is fantastic.
Thank you, Susanna. From Lubies to the Legislature. Buy the book. You can pick it up anywhere books are sold. Head over to Amazon and get it. Whatever floats your boat. From Lubies to the Legislature. Susanna Hupp knows this personally and deeply. And you can educate kids with this material. It's the real deal. And I'm glad and proud to say that I've stood there with her and sold books with her. And I've got a signed copy, and it's wonderful. When we come back together in the next hour, Dr. John Lott will be here, Crime Prevention Research Center. Oh, boy, does he have so much to say. We got to get people listening to it. The other side is very loud and very vocal. John Lott, author of More Guns, Less Crime, CPRC.org, will be here right after this. Until we meet again, remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. We'll see you in just a few seconds.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.